Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memra by Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Kedushin Daf Lamed Gimel, the first parak Ha'isha Niknes. The Zichu Maseches Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas Torah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the brights in the previous Daf taught that justice standing for the elderly does not involve monetary loss. Honoring them also does not entail a loss. Although standing which interrupts profitable work would cause a loss, the Gemara explains that we derive that just as honoring them does not entail interrupting work, standing for them also does not require interrupting work. Based on this, it was said, craftsmen are not permitted to stand before Torah scholars while they're involved in their work. If they're working for others, they're not permitted to stand. This is challenged from a Mishnah which teaches that all craftsmen would stand before those bringing Bikurim and inquire after their welfare. Rav Yochanan answers that although one need not stand for a Torah scholar while working, one does for those bringing Bikurim. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin marveled, Bo urei kama chaviva mitzvah shaita, come and see how beloved is a mitzvah during its time of performance, that it requires interrupting work for its honor, whereas standing for a Torah scholar does not. The Gemara responds that this may be to avoid discouraging them from performing the mitzvah in the future. Point number two, the Gemara asks, Bono v'hu rabo, if one's son is his teacher, mahu amon mifnei avi, what is the halacha whether the son must stand before his father? The Gemara brings a proof from Shmuel telling Rabbi Yehuda to stand for his father, Rabbi Yechezkel, although he was the latter's teacher. The Gemara responds that Rabbi Yechezkel was unique to Baal Ma'isim Hava, because he was a man of exceptional deeds, such that even Mar Shmuel stood for him. Shmuel's purpose in instructing Rabbi Yehuda to stand for him was that he should do so even when Rabbi Yechezkel passed behind Shmuel, without concern for Shmuel's honor. The Gemara then asks if the father must rise for his son, who is his teacher. The Gemara quotes a statement of Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, Ani eini kedai lamon bifnei beni. It does not befit me to stand before my son, el mishum kvod beis nasi, except because of the honor of the nasi's family, whom his son married. This implies that had he had not married the nasi's family, he would not have stood up for him, but only because he was his son's teacher. Had his son been his teacher, he would have stood for him without his being part of the nasi's family. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi may have meant that he would not have stood up for his son even if his son were his teacher, since he was his father. And pointing with you, the Gemara asks, Mahu lamud bnei sefer Torah, what is the halacha regarding standing for a sefer Torah? Rechilki, Rabbi Simon, and Rabbi Elazar said it may be derived from a kal vachomer. Mifnei lomdeh omdim, one stands before those who learn the Torah. Mipanel lo kol shekein, how much more so should one stand before the Torah itself? Rabbi Eli and Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi were sitting and learning Torah, and when Rabbi Shimon bar Abba passed by, they rose for him. He told them they should not have stood up for him because they're sages and he's only a chaver of lower status. Furthermore, klum Torah omeres mipnei lomdeh, does the Torah, meaning those currently engaged in its study, stand before its students? The Gemara explains he held like Rabbi Elazar, who said that a Torah scholar does not stand for his teacher while he's learning Torah. Abaye, however, condemned those who follow this ruling. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The brights on the previous daf taught that just as standing for the elderly does not involve monetary loss, honoring them also does not entail a loss. Although standing which interrupts profitable work would cause a loss, the Gemara explains that we derive that just as honoring them does not entail interrupting work, standing for them also does not require interrupting work. Based on this, it was said, craftsmen are not permitted to stand before Torah scholars while they're involved in their work. If they're working for others, they're not permitted to stand. This is challenged from a Mishnah which teaches that all craftsmen would stand before those bringing Bikurim and inquire after their welfare. Rav Yochanan answers that although one need not stand for a Torah scholar while working, one does for those bringing Bikurim. Rav Yossi bar Avin marveled, Bo urei kama chaviva mitzvah shaita, come and see how beloved is a mitzvah during its time of performance, that it requires interrupting work for its honor, whereas standing for a Torah scholar does not. The Gemara responds that this may be to avoid discouraging them from performing the mitzvah in the future. Point number two, the Gemara asks, Bono v'hu rabo, if one's son is his teacher, mahu amon mifnei avi, what is the halacha whether the son must stand before his father? The Gemara brings a proof from Shmuel telling Rabbi Yehuda to stand for his father, Rabbi Yechezkel, although he was the latter's teacher. The Gemara responds that Rabbi Yechezkel was unique to Baal Ma'isim Hava, because he was a man of exceptional deeds, such that even Mar Shmuel stood for him. Shmuel's purpose in instructing Rabbi Yehuda to stand for him was that he should do so even when Rabbi Yechezkel passed behind Shmuel, without concern for Shmuel's honor. The Gemara then asks if the father must rise for his son, who is his teacher. The Gemara quotes a statement of Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, Ani eini kedai lamon bifnei beni. It does not befit me to stand before my son, el mishum kvod beis nasi, except because of the honor of the nasi's family, whom his son married. This implies that had he had not married the nasi's family, he would not have stood up for him, but only because he was his son's teacher. Had his son been his teacher, he would have stood for him without his being part of the nasi's family. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi may have meant that he would not have stood up for his son even if his son were his teacher, since he was his father. And pointing with you, the Gemara asks, Mahu lamud b'nei sefer Torah? What is the halacha regarding standing for a sefer Torah? Rechilki, Rabbi Simon, and Rabbi Elazar said it may be derived from a kal v'chomer. B'fnei lomdeh omdim, one stands before those who learn the Torah. B'panel lo kol shekein, how much more so should one stand before the Torah itself? Rabbi Eli and Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi were sitting and learning Torah, and when Rabbi Shimon bar Abba passed by, they rose for him. He told them they should not have stood up for him because they're sages and he's only a chaver of lower status. Furthermore, klum Torah omeres mipnei lomdeh, does the Torah, meaning those currently engaged in its study, stand before its students? The Gemara explains he held like Rabbi Elazar, who said that a Torah scholar does not stand for his teacher while he's learning Torah. Abaye, however, condemned those who follow this ruling. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Gimel, and our standard siman relates to a leg. We use a peg leg pirate to make the siman more distinct. So here goes. The pirate leader with the diamond-studded peg leg, who commanded his pirate workers to stop polishing the ship and stand up when the people bring Bikurim, passed by, wasn't sure if he should stand up for his son, who was his pirate teacher, when he walked onto the ship, but did rise when a sefer Torah was brought on board. Once again, slow motion. The pirate leader with the diamond set of peg leg pirate with a peg leg? That must be more in Duff. Lamed Gimel. Leg. The pirate leader with the diamond set of peg leg, who commanded his pirate workers to stop polishing the ship and stand up when the people bring Bikurim, passed by, which reminds us the Gemara discusses interrupting work to stand for the elderly and for those bringing Bikurim. So the pirate leader with the diamond studded peg leg, who commanded his pirate workers to stop polishing the ship and stand up when the people bring Bikurim, passed by, wasn't sure if he should stand up for his son, who was his pirate teacher, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, Beno Buhu Rabo, if one's son is his teacher, Malu Lamu Vinei Avi, what is the halacha whether the son must stand before his father, and if perhaps the father must stand before his son? So the pirate leader with the diamond studded peg leg, who commanded his pirate workers to stop polishing the ship and stand up when the people bring Bikurim, passed by, wasn't sure if he should stand up for his son, who was his pirate teacher, when he walked onto the ship, but did rise when a sefer Torah was brought on board. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Mahu lamun b'nei sefer Torah? What is the halacha regarding standing for a sefer Torah? Rabbi Chilkia, Rabbi Simon, and Rabbi Elazar said it may be derived from a kal v'chomer. Mipnei lomdeh omdim, one stands before those who learn the Torah. Mipanel o kol shekein, how much more so should one stand before the Torah itself? So once again, the pirate leader with the diamond set of peg leg, who commanded his pirate workers to stop polishing the ship and stand up when the people bring Bikurim, passed by, wasn't sure if he should stand up for his son, who was his pirate teacher, when he walked onto the ship, but did rise when a sefer Torah was brought on board. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazar. Daf Chav Tes. So the Siman Daf Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. At the grand Avos Ubanim event, where the exempt mother stood proudly behind the large cot. Cot? That must be more in Daf Chav Tes. At the grand Avos Ubanim event, where the exempt mother stood proudly behind the large cot with the diamond-shaped pillow, watching their husbands teach Torah, a trade, and swimming techniques to their sons. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches which mitzvahs women are exempt from. Kol mitzvahs of ben ala av, regarding all mitzvahs of the son upon the father, anashim chayavim anashim beturos. Men are obligated and women are exempt. Included in these mitzvahs are teaching one's son Torah, a trade, and some say, how to swim. So at the grand Avos Ubanim event, where the exempt mother stood proudly behind the large cot with a diamond-shaped pillow, watching their husbands teach Torah, a trade, and swimming techniques to their sons, there was a fiery lecture on huliftos ubenoliftos, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, huliftos ubenoliftos. If the father himself needs to be redeemed as Bechor, and his firstborn son needs to be redeemed, the Tanakhama says, hu kodum livno, he takes precedence over a son and redeems himself first. Rav Yehuda says, his son takes precedence, shezem mitzvasu alavi, because his own mitzvah is primarily incumbent on his own father, who should have redeemed him. Vezem mitzvahs beno, alav, and his son's mitzvah is primarily incumbent upon him. So at the grand Avos Ubanim event, where the exempt mother stood proudly behind the large cot with a diamond-shaped pillow, watching their husbands teach Torah, a trade, and swimming techniques to their sons, there was a fiery lecture on huliftos ubenoliftos, attended by a bachur who wanted to learn first and then planned on getting married, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what should be done in a conflict between learning Torah first or marrying a wife. Daf Lamed, so the Siman Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. Rabbi Diamond the Melamed, Melamed, that must be more Daf Lamed. Rabbi Diamond the Melamed, who brought his grandson to class one day in order to teach him Torah, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a discussion whether one is chayev to teach his grandson Torah. So Rabbi Diamond the Melamed, who brought his grandson to class one day in order to teach him Torah, got so much nachas when the young boy finally answered sharply without any hesitation, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa that the pasuk says, "Vishinantam, and you shall teach them thoroughly." Shiyu divrei Torah mechudadim b'ficha, teaching that the words of Torah should be sharp in your mouth, so that if a man will ask you something in Torah, al tegamdim b'tomer lo, you will not stammer, and then tell him, "Ela omer lo miyad," rather you will answer him immediately. So Rabbi Diamond the Melamed, who brought his grandson to class one day in order to teach him Torah, got so much nachas when the young boy finally answered sharply without any hesitation that he gave him a prize medicine bottle shaped like a Sefer Torah to keep the Yetzirah away, which reminds us, a braisa darshens the pasuk v'samtem, and you shall place as samtam, a perfect medicine, teaching nimshel Torah k'sam chaim. The Torah is compared to a life-giving medicine. This is analogous to a father who struck his son and placed a compress upon his wound. He told him that as long as the compress was in place, he could eat, drink, and bathe as he pleased, despite these being potentially harmful to his injury. But if he removes the compress, his injury will worsen. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yisrael, Banai, my son, barasi yetzohar, barasi lo Torah tavlin. I create the yetzohar, and I create the Torah as its antidote. Imatem oskim b'Torah, and if you involve yourself in Torah, you will not be given over into his hand. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Siman Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. When the family court judge, that must be on Daf Lamed Aleph, the law. When the family court judge with the diamond gavel, whose motto above his bench was respect tati, fear mami, which reminds us honoring a father is before honoring a mother in the pasuk, because a son naturally honors his mother because she speaks in a way that wins him over. And fearing a mother comes before fearing a father in the pasuk, because a son naturally fears his father because he teaches him Torah. So when the family court judge with a diamond gavel, whose motto above his bench was respect tati, fear mami, denied the sage's request for a court order against an inspiring adulterer who had refused to wake up his father for a key they wanted, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar was asked, Ad heichan kibud aveim, what is the extent of the mitzvah of honoring one's father and mother? And he answered, go and see what one idolater, Damba ben Nasina, did in Ashkelon, who refused to wake up his father despite losing out on a great financial opportunity. So when the family court judge with a diamond gavel, whose motto above his bench was respect tati, fear mami, denied the sage's request for a court order against an inspiring adult who had refused to wake up his father for a key they wanted, he inspired sons in the back of the courtroom who brought food and drink to their fathers, which reminds us, a braisa teaches what constitutes fearing a parent and honoring a parent. Fearing means one may not stand in his father's designated place, nor sit in his designated place, and one may not contradict his father's words, nor may he weigh in on a disagreement between his father and another person. Honor means one gives his father to eat and drink, he dresses and covers him, and he brings him in and takes him out. Daf Lamed Beis. So the Siman Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The lab scientist. Lab. That must be one Daf Lamed Beis. The lab scientist, monitoring the stress levels of a son who didn't react when watching his father throw the wallet full of diamonds he was going to inherit into the sea, which reminds us, the Gemara brings him halachos. If the funding for kibbutz is from the son's asset or the father's, and rules that it's from the father's assets. This is challenged from Rabbi Yezir describing the extent of kibbutz of, to the point that if his father takes his wallet and throws it into the sea in his presence, he doesn't shame his father. Now, if the son doesn't need to suffer any monetary loss, then the father must be throwing his own wallet, so why should the son care? The Gemara answers that it refers to where the son stands to inherit this wallet. So the lab scientist, monitoring the stress levels of a son who didn't react when watching his father throw the wallet full of diamonds he was going to inherit into the sea, also tried to determine if a Rebbe would be mocha on his kavod when his students didn't stand for him, which reminds us, Rav Chisda said that a father can waive his son's obligation to honor him. However, a Rav Shemachal kvodo en kvodo machal, a teacher who waives his right to honor, his honor is not waived. Rav Yosef said that even a teacher's honor can be waived, as the pasuk says, Vashem holach lifnehem yomam, and Hashem went before them by day, indicating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate teacher, waived his honor by leading the nation. The Gemara goes on to discuss whether a nasi or king may forego their honor. So the lab scientist, monitoring the stress levels of a son, who didn't react when watching his father throw the wallet full of diamonds he was going to inherit into the sea, also tried to determine if a Rebbe would be mocha on his kavod when his students didn't stand for him, but stood for an old ignorant man entering the lab, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses standing in honor of the elderly and says that the Lacha follows Issi ben Yehuda, who holds that the pasuk of Mifnei Seva Takum, before an old man you shall rise, even applies for a sinful and ignorant old man. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn from the word Bishinantam? That Divrei Torah should be Mechudadim Meficha, sharpen your mouth. That's on Dav Lamed. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss interrupting work to stand for those bringing Bikurim? That's on Dav Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we the incident with Dama ben Nasina? And we learn how far one should go to honor his parents. That's on Dav Lamed Aleph. Good number four. Which of the one that one must stand for a Sefer Torah? That's on Daf. Lamed Gimel. Good number five. Which of the one that one should even stand for an ignorant and sinful old man? That's on Daf. Lamed Beis. Good number six. Which stuff do you learn about the different ways one can honor a parent, such as bringing them food? That's on Daf. Lamed Aleph. Good number seven. Which stuff do you learn that the source for Gilgul Shavuah is from the Sota answering Amen, Amen to the oath? That's on Daf. Chav Zayin. Good number eight. Which stuff do we have the question whether a father must stand for his son, who is his Rebbe? That's on Daf. Lamed Gimel. Good number nine. Which stuff do we discuss whether one is chayv to teach his grandson Torah? That's on Daf. Lamed. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we know that a son should not react if he sees his father throw his future inheritance into the sea? That's on Daf. Lamed Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.